Yeah, Roger. Back in the early 70s, in my preteen years, along with repairing lawnmowers, fixing the neighbor's lawnmowers and fixing lawnmowers for people, I also had a grass-cutting outfit going myself. I had like about, I don't know, 20, 30 customers, and I used to cut their grass. I had a lot of money, man, made a lot of money. I used to keep little books, you know, on who I have to cut, you know, what time, all this other crap. And I was making good money for a 12-year-old, 11-year-old. But the cool thing, too, was winter. Because winter, I'd grab the shovel and I'd go knocking house to house. And I made the same customer, basically the same customers that I cut the grass for, along with new people, you know, I shoveled the snow and got paid. And they first came out, I remember they first came out with the first two-cycle snow blower, little two-cycle. I don't think it was a Toro, though. It was made by MTD or something. MTD had one out or something, and I used to go to Ward's, Montgomery Ward's, and admire that thing. And one day I saved up enough, man. I budgeted enough, and I bought it, bought one. I thought I was slick, man. I thought, I got a snow blower now. You know, everything's going to be a lot easier. Well, everything wasn't a lot easier because you get days where there was heavy snow on the ground. Trying to drag that thing through the sidewalk, down the sidewalk, through all that heavy snow. I'm not talking about blowing the snow. I'm talking about dragging it, you know, to the customers' houses or whatever, man. That was short-lived.